The Health Department presents Stars in Her Eyes, starring Hank Williams.
This is a tale that you'll all recognize. A tale of a gal who had stars in her eyes. She thought she was wasting her life on the farm. Just wasting her time and wasting her charm.
I'll die if I stay here any longer. I'll just die.
One day she set out to seek fortune and fame. Drawn to the city like a moth to a flame. But fame isn't something that's easy to find. Life in the city becomes just a grind.
And I thought things were going to be different. Even the farm was better.
All she found was a hard, tiresome job. Assembling some wires and turning a knob. A job in a plant in a bleak, dreary room. The day's filled with boredom, the night's filled with gloom.
Gosh, it's enough to drive you crazy.
That's how it was with Lena. She was lonely. She was so lonely, she brooded all day and cried all night. She was on the verge of chunking up everything, going back home. And late one afternoon, Fate walked into the assembly room. It happened at 1 minute to five.
Are you Lena Rogers?
Yes, sir.
I'm Phil Cree.
How do you do, sir?
You don't have to serve me. Lena, I'll tell you what I want. I'm making a time study of the various jobs of the company.
Time study?
It's something like, like a survey. I've been doing the other departments. I've just come around to yours. I'd like to start with the first operation here. I didn't realize it was so late. Look, Lena, I'm kind of pressed for time on my report. Could you stay overtime tonight?
Yes, I could.
Good. I'll tell you what. How about going out and having a bite with me first, okay?
Okay, Mr. Creed.
Joe, you're sure now that I'm not keeping you from anything?
No, Joe. You're not keeping me from anything.
They went out to dinner that Monday night. She felt so nervous, didn't touch a bite. They went out to dinner that Monday night, and yes, for a date for Tuesday.
Sure, Joe.
They went to a movie Tuesday night, and suddenly the world seemed so bright. They went to a movie Tuesday night, and yet for a date for Wednesday.
I'd love to, Joe.
They went to a dance on Wednesday night. She had one drink, got high as a kite. They went to a dance on Wednesday night, and yet for a date for Thursday.
I'll be waiting, Joe.
He took her walking Thursday night and held her hand in the pale moonlight. He took her walking Thursday night and he asked for a date for Friday.
Yes, dear.
He took her riding Friday night. When the ride was over, it was broad daylight. He took her riding Friday night. And by golly, he didn't ask for a date for Saturday.
Yes, darling.
He kissed and hugged her Saturday night. She said she had enough. She said not quite. He kissed and hugged her Saturday night, and they both went to church on Sunday. Lena was lonely no longer. She was in love. In love and so happy, she dreamed all day and sighed all night. And pretty soon, as it must to all men, the day came when Joe Creed could contain himself no longer.
Lena.
Yes, Joe?
I guess you know how I feel about you.
Yes, Joe.
Do you feel the same about me?
Yes, Joe.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Let's get married.
That's what they did. They got married. And after that, they didn't have to go out every night. They stayed home and made love. And thus the story might have ended, as it does 1,000 times a day in similar situations. But this isn't that kind of a story. Where other stories end, this one begins.
Lena, I'll be leaving you soon.
Leaving me?
Yeah, I've got to go out in the field.
Oh, gee, you got me scared. The way you said it, I thought... Don't ever say it that way again, Joe. Don't ever say it.
Okay, honey. I'll be taking a trip, soon.
Do you have to?
Why, sure. I wouldn't go if I didn't have to.
But we've only been married a month, Joe. Only...
I know, honey, but it's part of my job. Every year I have to go out in the field. Get together with the field officers. See how they're doing.
How long will you be gone?
Well, if all goes well, I should be back in 3 months.
3 months? Well, what'll I do here without you? What'll I do? I'll go crazy.
Well, I guess you can keep yourself busy. Gee, I didn't think you'd take it so hard.
How did you expect me to take it?
I don't know. I thought... Oh, please try to understand, Lena. Please try to be patient. It's part of my job. I've got to do it.
All right, Joe. I'll try. When are you leaving?
Monday morning.
3 days. Only 3 more days.
And so, one morning, bright and early, Joe took a train and went out west. Left Perlina standing at the station, a heavy weight on her chest. She trudged back home, forlorn and tearful. The house looked deserted and bleak. She took Joe's picture down from the mantel. She stared at it all the week. Each day the postman brought a letter. Each day she mailed one back to Joe. But instead of making him seem closer, it only made the distance grow. That's how it was with Lena. She was lonely. So lonely she cried all day and cried all night. Only one thing made those long evenings bearable. A friend of Joe's. At least he called himself a friend. Dropped in occasionally to keep her company. And they spent all their time talking about Joe. Sort of seemed to bring Joe closer to her. To have someone talk about him.
Yes, sir. Joe and I have been docking around together since high school. And speaking of high school, did I tell you about the time Joe and I hitchhiked to Chicago?
No, you didn't, Leo.
Ah, that was really something. The first ride we hitched was on a truck. The driver said, you take the wheel. Just like that. Joe'd never driven a car.
Yes, it brought Joe closer to her to have someone talk about him. But one evening, it was about a month after Joe left, the friend had run out of things to say, about Joe, that is.
Say, Lena, how's about you and me having a little drink? And Joe's on.
Well, we don't have anything in the house.
Uncle Leo took care of that. I brought along a bottle. Hey, you like a drink, Lena?
Well, maybe.
Fine. We'll have ourselves a sort of celebration to our friendship.
They had one drink.
Here's to Joe, the best friend a guy ever had.
To Joe.
They had another drink.
Here's to Joe.
To Joe.
And they had a third drink and a fourth.
To us.
To all three of us. Or is it four?
After that, he forgot his place, and she forgot his.
Please, Leo. Leo, don't. Leo. Oh, Leo.
Next day, she woke up, feeling mighty sorry. Her face was hard and flushed with shame. She vowed she would never, oh, no, never, forget herself like that again.
How could I do it? How could I? How awful.
He rued the day that it had happened. He felt sorrow and despair. But then her Joe came home one morning, and once again he walked on that.
Oh, darling, never, never leave me again.
Yes, all was well, but not forever. For her one mistake had come home to roost.
But, Doctor, what could it be?
And Mrs. Creed, this may come as a shock to you. Now, this rash and the tests I made the other day show that you have syphilis.
It can't be, Doctor. It can't be.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Creed, but that's how it is.
Oh, what can I do?
I'd suggest that you start treatment at once.
This rash, it's awful.
The rash is really nothing, only a symptom. The rash would soon go away of its own accord, even without any treatment. But that wouldn't mean a cure. Now, if the germ stays alive inside you, later it can do terrible damage. Fortunately, you came in early.
You mean I can be cured?
Oh, yes. You can, with proper treatment.
Oh, thank heaven. I was afraid it might be something like that. And I was ready to kill myself. I could never face my husband.
Now, that brings up one more point, Mrs. Creed. In addition to treating you, we must treat anyone else concerned who may need treatment so as to break the chain of infection. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I think I do.
And for that, we need your help. Now, to begin with, I suggest you bring in your husband for a checkup.
You want me to bring in my husband? To tell him
whatever
that I...
Whatever you tell him, he should have a checkup.
No, never.
But, Mrs. Creed, it's absolutely necessary.
I couldn't.
Now, the chances are he, too, is infected. Left untreated, he may later go insane, or blind, or become paralyzed. Somehow, you must see that he gets a checkup.
Black and cheerless was the life that lay ahead. The future filled her heart with dread. She cried all day and cried all night, blushed with shame and shook with pride.
Oh, Lord, help me.
In the end, she told him, she knew she had to. And she loved him enough to lose him if she needed to.
That's all there is, Joe. That's all I've got to say. I'm so ashamed, Joe. I'm so ashamed I could die.
And Joe did what many would do under the circumstances. He turned around and he walked out. Some men would never forgive their wives, but Lena was lucky. Joe walked out, but he didn't stay out. He loved her too much.
Joe, it's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, darling, forgive me. Please forgive me.
Let's not talk about it. Not now. Not ever.
So that was the story of Joe and his wife. She told him the truth and she spared his life. But how she did wish she had stumbled on a stray. For when you do that, there's a price you must pay. So if you ever wonder, just listen to this. Some things don't stay secret, and one system may hide in your system for many a year, and then strike at you and the one you hold dear.
You've been listening to Hank Williams in Stars in Her Eyes. The story and lyrics were by Ben Kagan, and your director was Jack Steck. This program was recorded at station WSM as its contribution to the nationwide campaign against venereal disease, and was prepared by the Communication Materials Center at Columbia University.